Recovering alcoholics tend to avoid the bar. But what happens when the bar is your office? New Orleans bluesman Anders Osborne figured out how to get back to work despite the temptations. Now he's starting a program to help sober musicians who have to work where everyone else is partying. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Drugs and alcohol nearly destroyed Anders Osborne's career and his family. The guitarist and singer-songwriter was showing up for tour dates unable to perform. At his worst, he was spending nights on a park bench. He got into recovery and was putting his life back together when he remembers counselors telling him to take a year or two off.
You can try something different until you get on. I'm like, I don't understand, guys. I'm in bankruptcy and foreclosure. I'm in a bad situation. I'm going to take a minimum wage job at McDonald's. What am I supposed to do? So that frustration led to me thinking, well, this should be a support system for this.
Specifically for people in the music industry. This is what typically greets a musician showing up for a gig in New Orleans. The bartender is shaking a cocktail at Chickiwawa, a popular music venue where you have to walk past the bar to get to the stage. Osborne says that's tough for an addict. These days, he comes with a game plan.
Here's how long I'm going to spend at the bar. I'm not going to show up an hour and a half before. I'm going to show up 10 minutes before the show. That's all. And you have to really stick to that. I'll design the whole situation according to my comfort, because I'm here to work. I'm not partying.
The once notorious partier, now 50, has been sober for about 8 years. He's working with the nonprofit Canned Aid Foundation to help musicians navigate that fraught setting. The program is called Send Me a Friend, taken from an Anders Osborne song title. The idea is to pair volunteers with musicians trying to stay sober on the road. A network of friends with more than a year of continuous sobriety is available to come to performances and act as a buffer. For instance, when fans want to buy you a drink. Osborne says Send Me a Friend is different from Alcoholics Anonymous or other recovery programs.
It's all about going back to work. It's not about getting anybody sober. That's not my job. It's just if you have chosen to not drink or drug anymore, but you want to stay in the music industry, you want to go back to work, well, we're going to provide one small little service, which is we're going to send somebody out to sit there with you.
So you just send in your dates and they send you friends. It's pretty awesome.
This Boston singer says she hasn't relapsed once when a friend was backstage at her concerts. We're not using her name because the program guarantees anonymity.
For me, this couldn't have come at a better time because it just got to a point where I didn't know what else to do. I thought I was going to have to stop. And I don't know what's worse, to be honest with you. You know, having my life spiral out of control but being able to play music or being steady and stable and not getting to play music. I know that sounds very extreme, but that's what music is for me.
Anders Osborne says this is not just for the rock star who hits rock bottom, but anyone who's there for the gig. Dancers, sound techs, roadies.
You can just be a piano player down on Bourbon Street. I mean, you have 4 or 5 sets you're playing, small breaks, there's no backstage, there's no tour manager that keeps people away. There's just, you just sit there in the bar waiting for the next set. I mean, that's, wow, that's difficult.
Osborne says this is about treating the music industry as a legitimate business, not some hobby you have to give up just because you're sober. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
This ain't a relapse, it's more like a bounce. Way up in heaven and back to the ground. Keep your arms wide open, baby. Yeah, I'm coming down. I've got the mind of an army and a single man's heart. I might look like a wild one, but I will never, never, never stray far from you. So keep your arms wide open, baby, I'm coming down.